The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start with our quote of the week, which comes from tennis great Arthur Ashe. To achieve greatness, he says, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. Well, we want you to do what you can to improve your health, and we're here to help you do just that. So turn off that TV. It's just bubblegum for your eyes. Keep it here on Dr. Health Radio if you want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Because after all, health is your greatest wealth. Welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, your happy, humble health stylist host. Here to keep you cool and healthy, and we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And a reminder, this is one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, no insurance required, and the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time. Today on the show, in this hour of the program, Dr. David Stober, a licensed acupuncturist, a Chinese medicine expert, a massage therapist, and certified postural alignment specialist, joins us to talk about acupuncture and Chinese medicine. It's been a few years or so since we've done a show on acupuncture, and a lot of people have misconceptions about it. Or maybe they're afraid of it. They've never had it before, and they say, I don't want, you know, I have enough needles when I get vaccinations or when I get B12 shots or any other kind of injection. I don't want to look at needles, but it's completely different, folks. And you're listening to one of the most squeamish people you'll ever meet, which is why I never became a doctor. I actually faint at the sight of blood. I've fainted before, which is how I got into health education. And started interviewing doctors, 2,000 plus so far over 28 years, but that's another program. Anyway, David Stober will be with us in just a few minutes after a few of our regular weekly features, talking about the importance of human touch, a hands-on approach, literally, to treatment and care, as well as addiction control using acupuncture. Can it help you help people with opiate withdrawals or opioid withdrawals? And what about alcohol and other addictive drugs? We'll talk about that. Also, chronic pain. You know, that's one of the chief complaints or reasons that people go to the doctor in the first place. So we'll talk about that and much more. Posture in your health and other little-known benefits of acupuncture, how they can treat diseases and different disorders and conditions of the body. So a lot of information in this hour of the program. And if you do, if you aren't able to stay with us all hour long, you can always tune into the rebroadcast of the show tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. You know, our show, as I like to mention periodically, is 82% new, 18% review as far as the information on it. Well, this is review from last year, but I think it's important to review. And this was in regard to an article on chemotherapy. It actually helps breast cancer to spread. This was out late last year, but I thought it's just so important to know, and not to say that chemotherapy doesn't have its place in medicine. Of course it does. But here's, I'm just reporting on the facts from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. They fear that other cancers also could respond in a similar way to chemotherapy, and they're now planning further trials to find that out. Basically, they found that routine treatment for cancer for more than 60 years, you know, which is chemotherapy, researchers have discovered that it helps to breast cancer to spread and makes it more lethal. And, you know, it's interesting that the 5-year survival rate, that's what they use as a standard. But you know, I don't know about you, but most of the women that I've known or that I've met that have had breast cancer and treatment for it, they want to live more than 5 years. And unfortunately, after 5 years, there's a double-digit percentage of recurrence, either from breast cancer or they come down with another cancer that they wouldn't otherwise have had. Anyway, researchers discovered that the drugs trigger a repair mechanism that enables cancer cells to return stronger. And chemotherapy also helps create gateways of metastasis that allow breast cancer cells to spread into other organs, which also is often lethal. So bottom line is, although chemotherapy can initially reduce tumor size, it also increases this cell activity that makes the cancer spread much more likely. So just something to be aware of. And some of the novel ways to prevent cancer lifestyle-wise and lifestyle medicine. This, according to Harvard University researchers, they say that 90% of breast cancers are caused by things we can control. You know, it's everybody refers back to like Angelina Jolie and the genetic component. Yeah, there is a genetic component, but only about 5% of cases. But according to the Journal of Biological Chemistry, they say that taking 150 micrograms of iodine, and I remember meeting Dr. David Brownstein. He has a book on iodine and cancer. But they say that this can cut your breast cancer risk by 37%. Also, make sure you eat your vegetables, specifically cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts and broccoli. The glucosinolates, those are compounds in the vegetables, the chemical compounds that cause, or they basically zap abnormal cells the same way chemotherapy drugs do, but without the side effects. This, according to Swedish scientists, they say you're 35% less likely to ever be diagnosed with breast cancer if you include these vegetables, you know, and it's not head lettuce, folks. It's, you know, kale and Brussels sprouts and things like, mustard greens also and turnips. Those are rich in glucosinolates as well. Shifting from women to men when it comes to sexual health, the number of sperm a typical guy makes every second, believe it or not, 1,500 sperm every second of the day. According to the University of Washington, this was published in the journal Nature Genetics. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, let's go to the fitness file, shall we? All right, no offense to health clubs, but you should be aware that surfaces, we've talked about this before, surfaces in your gym can be rife with disease-causing bacteria, especially this time of the year. Gym equipment, this according to testing by an equipment review company, let's see, 3 different gyms they tested, and free weights had 362 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. Treadmills, or as I call them, dreadmills, along with the Swearmasters. Oh, no, Stairmasters, that's right. treadmills had 74 times more bacteria than a faucet in a public bathroom. And exercise bikes had 39 times more bacteria than a cafeteria tray. So make sure you thoroughly wash your hands and keep them away from your face. Also, changing out your gym clothes after a workout can protect you as well. All right. Highway Health Patrol reminds you, well, always carry the 5 F's in your vehicle at all times. They are flares, fix-a-flat, fire extinguisher, first aid kit, and a flashlight with fresh batteries. And, of course, a liter or two of water and a few energy bars if you should get stuck somewhere. And a blanket is a good thing to have as well for not only warmth but also shock. And there's drunk, then there's blind drunk. You know, getting behind the wheel of a car is risky for an intoxicated person, but the problem is that drinking can impair our responses to both clear-cut and vague natures, and this is where judgment goes out the window. That's the first thing that alcohol affects is your judgment, but it severely blunts our reactions to vague dangers. This, according to Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience. Listen to this. Researchers exposed sober and inebriated participants to cues that revealed whether they were going to receive an electric shock and where on their bodies they would feel it. Well, in some trials, however, the location of the shock was unclear. Researchers found that drinkers pay less attention to threats when the consequences are uncertain. To the degree that they do attend to uncertain threats, they are less distressed by them. So, you know, they say, throw care or caution out the window, right? So measures such as driver checkpoints, they say, might help curb dangerous behaviors by making the risks more visible. And, you know, the average person that gets a DUI has driven, something like 200 times or several hundred times successfully before they finally either kill someone or injure themselves or cause an accident. All right. Okay. I'll get off my road safety and health soapbox. Coming up later this hour, it's Dick Allgaier's Health Report. That's our weekly feature. And in today's edition, cardiac arrest. Will you really do better under a doctor's care if that happens? Also, coffee consumption, is it going up or down? Maybe it's percolating, going up and down. And finally, we go from coffee to alcohol. I remember seeing a shirt that says, "Move over, coffee. This is a job for alcohol." Or was it the other way around? I don't know. Anyway, can it be processed so that it's actually good for your liver? Well, a drug company in India is spending, believe it or not, millions of dollars on this. And Dick has the details on that. That's all coming up on the Health Report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, we have the Funny Bone Pharmacy, if we have time. Yeah, we have time. Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. A few funnies for you. Let's see. Oh, why are orthopedic surgeons such great lovers? Answer, because when they say something will take half an hour, it usually takes three. All right. Let's see. What else? Where else are we going? Crafty T-shirt slogans or sayings. I live in an era of smartphones and stupid people. Oh, so true. Oh, here. What about this one? Heat makes things expand. So I don't have a weight problem. I'm just hot. And how about this one? Today's good mood is sponsored by coffee. Oh, yes. Let's see. I'm not sick. I'm twisted. Sick makes it sound like there's a cure. And, okay, finally, I can identify with oatmeal. We're both a little lumpy, but still hot. And better with coffee. All right. Okay, so much for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Do I have? Let's see. I have, you've heard of OCD, which I've been accused of having some from time to time, but here's something that says, I have NCD, no can do. Okay, it's one way to say no. And let's see. Oh, according to Anti-Acid, did you know chocolate makes your clothes shrink? No, maybe it just makes your body expand if you eat too much of it. Don't take life too seriously. You're not going to get out alive. Yes, so true. And if we're not meant to have midnight snacks, why is there a light in the refrigerator? All right, so much for Anti-Acid's diet tips. Okay, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, David Stober talks about chronic pain and using acupuncture for a variety of medical conditions. We'll also talk about insurance and treating veterans with chronic pain and PTSD, and the importance of massage and hands-on therapy, the human touch when it comes to treatment and care, no matter what you're facing and no matter what care you're getting. Coming right up, more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthosin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Lights, models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. We are clinically proven to raise your health IQ levels, and here to help us do that, David Stober, a health practitioner for some, well, decades. I've known him for over 40 years, or right around there. He's a licensed acupuncturist, as well as massage therapist and Chinese medicine specialist, as well as a certified postural alignment specialist. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones talking about acupuncture. Good morning, David. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. Great to be back on your show.
Thank it's you been a few me. Years, actually, more than a few, maybe. And, you know, we've known each other for, well, you know, it's scary to think about how long we've known each other. But I will say that you used to practice needles on me when you were going to acupuncture school. And that was let's see, you got your license in 87, was it, or 89?
That's correct.
Okay.
1987.
Okay, but who's counting? Hey, when a patient is not getting relief or results from their current medical treatments, let's talk about chronic pain, which is one of the most common complaints and one of the main reasons people go to their doctor in the first place. What do they typically do? You're a chronic pain specialist, and you see a lot of these stubborn cases. Let's talk about this. And I know you get a lot of referrals from Kaiser and other doctors and healthcare plans in the cases that they just can't address and they're not successful with, and they come to you as a result of that. And you're in Southern California there. So tell us about your experience with this problem.
Very good. So you mentioned Kaiser. So let's talk about them just for a moment. Kaiser Permanente here in San Diego County has somewhere in the neighborhood of 500,000 members. So about 1 in 4 San Diegans belong to the Kaiser healthcare system. I'm in North County, San Diego. There's a large Kaiser facility about a half a mile from my office. And about 11 years ago, they approached me and asked if I'd see some of their chronic pain patients from mm-hmm. their physical medicine department, pain medicine down the street. So I accepted that offer, and that's really what created a shift in my attention towards chronic pain, because patients had been in the system for quite a while, and that would be months, sometimes years, before they'd make it to my office. So, you know, let's back up just a little bit and talk about what the definition of chronic pain is, and that would be some condition, injury that's lasted for more than 90 days.
Okay.
Typically, that's the cutoff point.
I see.
Anything before that, you know, that's acute care. They wouldn't send a patient with an acute injury. That patient gets worked up in an entirely different department.
Okay.
So we're talking about chronic pain issues that just won't go away, right? And sometimes they'll revolve around through the system at Kaiser, from typically beginning with primary care, getting an x-ray, maybe an orthopedic consult. Eventually, if the pain doesn't go away, they end up at physical medicine and then some specialists, some very good specialist doctors down the street from where I'm located will take a real close look at what's causing the chronic pain.
But in many cases, they go on the chronic or the treatment treadmill, where they're just getting bounced around in different health plans or getting the same treatment over and over, even though it has diminishing results.
That's true. Yeah. So patients do get caught in that revolving door, so to speak. Initially, most patients do well with rest. Possibly in the case of Kaiser, they might put them on some NSAIDs, some non-steroidal, mm-hmm. like ibuprofen, naproxen, send them home, tell them to ice it. Then if they come back into the system 2-3 weeks after that and they're still suffering from pain, then they may run them through a course of physical therapy.
Okay.
Right. So we're going to take a traditional route first.
All right.
Right. So they run through physical therapy. If that's not successful, if the patient comes back into the system, back either to primary care or back to physical medicine, and they still have a problem, then I may end up with that patient if it's beyond 90 days. They may try a course of injections. They may send them for a surgical consult if that's applicable. But if none of these courses are successful, then when they end up at my office, I know that this patient, it's kind of a win-win for me. I really can't lose. No one else has really had success with them. So as they walk into my door, it's an opportunity for me to really make a difference, a shift, mm-hmm. and really in their care too.
Okay.
They haven't seen anything. They don't have anything at Kaiser. They don't offer anything what I offer at the facility itself in Kaiser. So I'm an outside provider contracted outside as a non-employee. I'll take that patient on, and then I'll work them up according to traditional Chinese medicine. Of course, I mean, they're coming here for acupuncture, but I have a few other tricks up my sleeve after practicing for 31 years.
30 wonderful years. All right. Okay. So I know that you treat a lot of veterans and people with chronic pain conditions, as well as PTSD with the veterans. Mm-hmm. Tell us how mm-hmm. acupuncture can address those issues, whereas conventional medicine does not.
So the veteran community is an entirely different community. I love working with our veterans. Just for all veterans who are listening to your show right now, thank you so much for your service.
Definitely.
Genuinely. We really appreciate your service to our country. And so I sort of have this newfound love affair, if you will, with that community, because they present with an entirely different sort of symptomology. So as opposed to Kaiser, I saw a lot of seniors. I don't see very many seniors in the veteran community. But so your question, how does it work with chronic pain and PTSD? So I've been with what's called the CHOICE program, and that is a program that came into existence in 2014. Obama signed into law the ability for veterans to seek care outside the Veterans Affairs. So as a private provider contracted with the VA, I've been with CHOICE through the VA for about 3.5 years. In that time frame, I have had over 3,000 patient visits with veterans.
Oh, my.
So, right. So I have a pretty good pool of patients to do my own research within the walls of my own clinic, mm-hmm. so to speak. Right. What works and what doesn't. So I will say that, in all honesty, you really have to slow down your approach with veterans because of the PTSD issues that can come with that veteran as they walk in the door. Now, I get diagnoses from the VA. They'll tell me we're sending our veteran with low back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, knee pain. I don't treat PTSD as a primary diagnosis. That's not my job. Mm-hmm. I leave that for the experts, psychologists, psychiatrists,
of course, right.
Social workers, right? So, but indirectly, as these patients come in, the type of care that we offer has shifted slightly. With the veterans, we have special rooms that we treat them in with low lighting, classical music on a Bose sound system, a very supportive, warm environment. Many of them have lower back issues from carrying heavy packs, heavy weapons. They're unusual injuries, David. They're highly unusual injuries. And I typically say with as veterans come in, they have a laundry list of issues, even when they're in their 20s and 30s. So it's a shift in care. Usually you don't see so many injuries in the 20 and 30-somethings who are here as college kids.
Tell right? us, David, if I could just interject, tell us about that case that you told me about where the person was in a combat situation, I believe, and he was just walking along a trail, and all of a sudden he fell 12 feet into a ditch or something? Do you remember that particular
Absolutely.
Case?
Absolutely.
Just as an example, give us that story.
Exactly, and he's a corpsman. So the corpsmen, from what I understand, I've not been in the military, but from what I understand, corpsmen are your medics in the field. You can't have thousands of medical doctors in the combat zone. So you have the corpsmen who are highly skilled at emergency situations, medical situations. And so this patient was a corpsman, heavy pack on his back, running through the desert at night and fell into a ravine 12 feet deep, injured his back. You know, he's about 32 years old. So he came into my office just a couple of weeks ago. And these are unusual injuries. They're compression injuries to the lumbar spine, to the lower back. And typically in his situation, he's needed where he's at. If it's not a debilitating injury, they're given ibuprofen and sent back out.
Wow.
They have a job to do, right? Mm-hmm. They're tough. Right. These people are tough. I get chills talking about it seriously because I have such respect for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he presented in my office a couple of weeks ago, and he has a pretty strong PTSD history. And our job here is to sort of envelop them, especially patients like him who are not comfortable in their skin after what they've seen while deployed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we do here is to bring them in like family. And really we bring them in, introduce them to the different therapists and put them in a healing, low lighting environment with soft music, good classical music. I interject along with the acupuncture massage therapy. This healing touch has become such a key component into how I treat our veterans.
And let me just say this, David, because you're probably not going to mention it, and I think it's very noble of you. The arrangement you have with the VA, the choice program you mentioned earlier, does not include the massage, yet you include the massage gratis. You don't charge for it. You're just charging for the acupuncture treatment or the other modalities. And yet you see the results. So it's just an extra bonus for, you know, of people that go to you as a patient. And you know, so you're out that. But you say that the implementation of that massage along with the acupuncture and the other treatments, it makes it so much more effective, you know, having that mm-hmm. literally that human touch, hands-on approach to treatment and care. And the reason I want you to share this with our audience is we have a lot of doctors that listen to this show as well. And so mm-hmm. maybe they can, you know, if it just results in one doctor doing something similar to what you do in your clinic, I mean, it's going to help so many more people, so many more patients that are subjected to either PTSD or maybe not that to the degree of that severity, but still, you know, in need of pain relief and or maybe opium addiction and so on. So I just wanted to give you credit where credit is due. And, you know, my hat's off to you for doing what you do in that respect.
Thanks, David. It's my way of saying thank you to our veterans. I sort of fell into it. I realized I have six wonderfully qualified, very experienced massage therapists here, and some of them have nursing backgrounds. And there's when you bring a sort of a humanity and a family-oriented atmosphere into the treatment, and my veterans are here anywhere from 90 to 120 minutes, hour and a half, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. They're in the office decelerating. And I emphasize that I have created an environment in my office where everything needs to wind down. Mm-hmm. It's about slowing down into the moment, being present, and allowing them, putting them in a comfortable position, allowing them to relax. And many of them have said that it's the most relaxed they felt in months,
wow.
sometimes years.
Really? That says a lot.
And many have sleep issues, insomnia due to elevated pain levels, nightmares, et cetera. And so it gives them an environment in which to learn how to relax again.
Absolutely. David, we need to take a bottom of the hour station break. If you can stay with us in the second half of the program, I have many more questions for you, and we'll get into acupuncture in detail and some of the other treatment modalities you use in your clinic. We're speaking to David Stober, a licensed acupuncturist, massage therapist, and certified postural alignment specialist. We'll talk about posture, the importance of posture on your health as well, even though he's not a chiropractor, but there's also a lot of other information having to do with posture that will definitely benefit you and your family. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurement represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurement is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurement. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Well, we're not MDs, but we're not here to judge you. We're here to nudge you into the habits of good health. And listening to Dr. Health Radio is a healthy habit to tune into. David Snow on your radio. Here's our health tip of the week. As you know, I am not an MD or a doctor. I'm a board-certified toxicologist. Not to be confused with a proctologist, that's the other end. But in this case, I do feel it's safe to share this medical advice with you. And that is, if you, this is some emergency medical skill information that you need to know. And use this mnemonic to remember how to quickly treat a fainting episode. If the face is red, raise the head. If the face is pale, raise the tail. And we are here for you and here to help you be a healthier person. And here, if you're just joining us, is David Stober, our guest in this hour of the program. David, would you agree with that? If your face is red, raise the head. If your face is pale, raise the tail?
I have to agree. It sounds like good sense. Okay. Sounds like good medical sense.
All right. Let's talk about good medical sense when it comes to alternative medicine, now known as complementary or integrative medicine. You know, when you first started out, and we talked about this off the air some time ago, when you first started your acupuncture career or your career as a Chinese medical practitioner, acupuncture, none of the insurance companies covered acupuncture. It was just, you know, it was so foreign and it was not credible or, you know, in a sense, proven by the American medical establishment. Now there's no medical establishment or no healthcare plan that doesn't cover it. Talk about how things have changed over the decades.
Oh, absolutely. I began my practice in 1987. And at that time, I don't believe any insurance carriers covered acupuncture. So it was a cash pay at that time. And it was very difficult in the beginning to hit the ground running after I graduated and got my license. Mm-hmm. So I ended up in a clinic for the first 10 years of my practice. Fortunately for me, I ended up as a paid employee in a very busy clinic run by an MD in San Diego, and it was a rehabilitative clinic. So I got my feet wet right out of the gate working in a clinic with over 100 patient visits a day. It was very fortunate for me because during that time, acupuncture was not covered. So a lot of my colleagues and associates were struggling. But from what I have sensed over time, it seems the baby boomers wanted it. Mm-hmm. And baby boomers typically get what they want. They wanted, in the last 10, 12 years, they wanted organic food. So now every time you go to the market, that's what you see. So the trends, fortunately, changed. And now acupuncture is covered by all of the major carriers, Anthem Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Aetna.
And the reason they changed, let me just interject here, the reason they changed is because of the results the patients got. I mean, you can't argue with the results, and since you first got your license in acupuncture, there have been many studies on everything from chronic pain management to drug addiction or drug pain management. Addiction control, basically. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, go ahead. But I just wanted to mention that because the reason for the approval of all that all the healthcare plans have approved acupuncture is because people have been getting great results with it as much as any other medical modality.
And that's true. And then we start from the top down, a worldwide organization, the World Health Organization, proponents of acupuncture National Health Institute. The National Institute of Health in Washington, D.C. came out with a three-day conference in 1997 on acupuncture.
Wow.
And so they were advocates of acupuncture 21 years ago. So we look, World Health Organization, National Institutes of Health, the Mayo Clinic did a study on fibromyalgia in 2005 and said that there were significant benefits with treating fibromyalgia with acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
John Hopkins. So we look at John Hopkins. Now acupuncture services are available at John Hopkins Integrative Medicine and Digestive Center at the hospital campus today. So we see all this transition over time, and it's true. Acupuncture finally caught up. Patients not only asking for it, but I think all of these institutions were looking at something very valuable was there for the taking, and including, and that's why you talked about complementary care. Now it's more inclusive into traditional medicine. It's an alternative to traditional methods. It's an add-on that's been very effective.
Right, right. And let's talk about, let's get into specifics. Now I mentioned addiction control. Nothing's sometimes a cure or a total cure, and nothing's 100% as far as taking any one modality, which is the advantage of being having adjunctive care or taking a holistic or integrative or complementary approach. So let's talk about since opioids are in the news every day. And President Trump has, appropriated, a few billion dollars for the addressing this particular problem, or it's an epidemic now. So tell us, in your experience, how people that are addicted to either opioids or other drugs or alcohol can be benefited by acupuncture treatments or a series of treatments.
Right. So I will never use acupuncture as a standalone treatment for opioid addiction, for serious addiction, heroin addiction. Last month, I took on a heroin addict. He's a recovering heroin addict, only 21 years old.
Oh.
But before I take him in as a patient, I make sure that they're with an MD or a psychiatrist. They've been taken care of from that standpoint. I won't do it as a standalone. I'll be part of a team. I'm always anxious to be part of a team effort because this is a very, very difficult problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most difficult issues to address. And I know there's some providers out there that are listening and nodding their heads. It's very difficult. And so it becomes deeply imprinted into your patient. Beyond physiology, it becomes psychologically anchored into who they are. And so to break that is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, acupuncture can be a helpful adjunct. I've seen it work. And I'm always pleased to be part of a team effort.
And let's talk about the reason it's effective in this regard for addiction control. Let's talk about exactly what acupuncture does, because for people that haven't had it, and the majority of our listeners probably have not had an acupuncture treatment, its effects on the brain and the body. I mean, it helps to increase more of your own pain-killing endorphins and other compounds in the body. So give us some of the physiology of how acupuncture works and why it can be as a drug-free therapy as effective, or if not more effective, than taking drugs or pharmaceuticals.
Right. So we take a look at what happens when acupuncture needles are placed in the body. And typically, I think one of the agreed-upon physiological efforts that happens when you put the needles into the body is it's a release of those endorphins. So our bodies make those endorphins. In Latin, that means endogenous opiate. It's an opiate that your own body makes.
Right.
It's very powerful, drop for drop, much more powerful than morphine or heroin. And your body will manufacture that. We've all heard of the runner's high.
Yes.
When you're running and exercising vigorously, you get an elevated mood. You feel better. Those are typically endorphins that are being released at a high level into the body, into the bloodstream. Some researchers call it your body's reward molecule.
Mm-hmm.
It's reward. Your brain is rewarding you for doing something that's good for yourself, right? And they're mood enhancing, and they're pain they bring down your pain level. So, and they make you feel good. They generally just make you feel good.
Right.
So acupuncture helps to release those endorphins into your system without exercising. So that's one of the things we know occurs. I see it in my patients all the time. I put acupuncture needles in, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, about half of them are asleep already.
That's me.
So this is with needles in your body, right?
Right?
So they're asleep. So these endorphins are very sedating.
Mm-hmm.
They're nourishing for the body. Your body makes them, but they're sedating at the same time. And in that sedated, relaxed state, healing can take place.
Right.
And so that's how acupuncture can help so many people, is just to help them relax initially.
Okay, now let's talk about the frequency of treatments, because a lot of people might think that, oh, okay, I'll get an acupuncture treatment. But then conversely, I've talked to a few people, one recently that said she tried it for her arthritis. I tried an acupuncture treatment. It didn't help. But really, it's not like, you know, so many people, they relate any other type of treatment besides drugs to drugs. And they think, you know, well, if I take a pill, it's going to work within, you know, minutes or hours. And why isn't this one treatment doing the same thing as a pill would do? And whereas it might take a series of treatments, just like, a series of chiropractic treatments or a series of massages to work out the knots in your body or stress. So talk about different applications for, you know, different conditions that acupuncture can be effective for, but the number of treatments it takes, I'm sure it varies depending on the particular medical condition.
Absolutely. So I'll typically compare acupuncture treatments and the number needed to physical therapy.
Okay.
Your doctor would never send you for one physical therapy treatment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of it in 30 years. It's typically once or twice a week for 3 to 4 weeks. Again, depending, is it a post-operative condition? Is it you know, a chronic pain position? Is it an elderly patient? So the same goes for acupuncture. I like to look at 4 visits for someone with a moderate pain level. And
okay.
I'm not looking at 4 visits to bring their pain level, say, from a 5-6 down to a 0. But I'm looking at those 4 visits, see what the rate of response is. I would like to see maybe a 25-30% reduction in pain after 4 visits. I'd like to see some shift occur,
right?
Positive shift to occur, and if we see that shift, then we can continue. If I don't see much after 4 to 6 visits, I'll typically release that patient back to their referring doctor.
So they're a non-responder.
If the patient wants to continue, now we have some conditions like, say, peripheral neuropathy, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and what that is numbness, tingling in the extremities. It can be very painful, but nerves are very slow to heal. So sometimes acupuncture can be helpful in that situation, not always.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take more than 4 to 6 visits. To see a result. It might be more like 12 to 15. But I'm upfront with my patients. I let them know, okay, this is what we can expect. But if we do see some minor shift after 4 visits, we might want to continue.
All right. Okay. On that note, David, we need to pause for this week's health report from our news reporter, Dick Allgaier. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you. One is needle phobia. What about people that are scared of needles? How can they possibly get an acupuncture treatment? Also, other specific conditions such as mental conditions. Depression is one that I know is treated with acupuncture. Respiratory complaints or ailments. And then we'll get into the importance of posture and your health. We'll shift gears a bit with our guest, David Stober, a licensed acupuncturist, Chinese medical practitioner, and massage therapist. We will be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health, but stay tuned now for this week's Health Report.
Time now for the Health Report from veteran TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. This feature is brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion, available at health stores and pharmacies, or by going to realnoni.com. Now, Dick Allgaier and this week's Health Report.
If you are recovering from cardiac arrest, doctors are essential to the healing process, right? According to a new report, you're more likely to survive if your cardiologist is away. Researchers from Harvard University conducted a study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association looking at the possibility of survival for people who suffer heart attacks when their doctors are away. Well, the results, they found 19.5% of patients died within 30 days of admission when the doctor was present, but it was just 16.9% when the cardiologist was away. So they did better with no doctor? Wow. The number of Americans drinking a daily cup of coffee is at the highest level since 2012. 64% of Americans age 18 or over said they had a cup of coffee the previous day in 2018. That compares with 62% in 2017, roughly on par with levels last seen in 2012, according to results of a survey commissioned by the National Coffee Association. Harsha Chigurupati is the son of a drug manufacturer in India. His quest, to make alcohol that's good for your liver. The idea came from a hangover, naturally. He spent 12 years and $35 million to create a compound that he says helps protect against liver and DNA damage caused by drinking. He tested the compound on rats. We're awaiting to hear more results and when there may be human testing. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. Hey, a reminder, tonight at 9 p.m. is the rebroadcast of the morning show, so get a double dose of good health information, or if you missed any part of our morning show, you can listen to it on the station you're listening to right now, 9 p.m. this evening. Next week, be sure to join us at this time for Medical Cannabis. Can it make you smarter? Well, Dr. Regina Nelson joins us talking about medical marijuana and some of the benefits and some of the controversy surrounding it, and a lot of things that are going to be hot and controversial in that show. So you won't want to miss next week's program. Be sure to tune in. Continuing our conversation with David Stober, talking about acupuncture and its many benefits to human health. David, let's talk about mental conditions, depression being one of the main medical complaints in America. One out of five people, they say, will sometime in their lives experience depression. Tell us about how acupuncture may apply in that case or in that particular situation.
Right. And so typically patients don't come in to see me with that as their primary complaint. They'll come in perhaps with a chronic lower back, neck problem, and the depression may come up in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask, the patient, are they seeing a professional? Are they seeing a healthcare provider for that? And sometimes they're on antidepressant medications. They're on anti-anxiety meds like Xanax. Something for sleep, but I don't delve into depression so much. I mean, okay. In my practice,
mm-hmm.
I do appreciate, and I will use acupuncture points that have been used for depression for centuries. I will absolutely add those points for my patients, especially if they're having problems with insomnia.
Okay, so it's kind of a combination therapy. I mean, you might recommend massage or acupuncture and other modalities.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, the mechanism of depression, again, pretty deep. Sometimes these are inherited traits, familial inherited traits, and they can be very difficult to treat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, in all honesty, I've treated patients with acupuncture and depression,
okay.
And I see some positive shifts,
but
I haven't treated enough patients for depression.
All right.
To really get a sense of how my treatments are
okay.
working.
All right. Mm-hmm. We got three more questions and two more minutes.
Needle
phobia. I talked to a friend yesterday, and he said, and here's this big, strapping, muscular guy. I mean, you know, he's just the picture. He's not quite an Arnold Schwarzenegger, but almost. And he said, oh, I'd never get that. I'm so scared of those needles. I mean, they're going to poke me all over the place, you know. And I was trying to tell him, I said, the needles are just a fraction as thick as a hypodermic needle. Just address that for 30 seconds, if you would.
Sure. The most important thing with a patient with needle phobia, don't let them see it. Just like when I go
okay.
to the dentist, I don't want to see that Novocaine needle coming at me either, right?
Okay.
Even if I close my eyes, it doesn't hurt as much.
Okay.
And the same thing. A patient comes in. We don't sit around and talk about it very much. I get them on the table as quickly as I can, get them into position, and I put a needle in, say if it's for back pain. I'll put one or two in, and I'll say, okay, there it is. That's it. And usually they're disappointed that it didn't hurt.
Okay. And speaking of hurting, Japanese style versus Chinese style acupuncture. This is something I learned from you recently. The Japanese style is a more gentle, pain-free way, whereas the Chinese style can be a bit prickly or, stimulating, I guess, or uncomfortable.
Stimulating is a good word. Typically with the Chinese method, we use what's called an insertion tube. So a finer needle goes through a tube. This tube is designed for painless insertion. It's very accurate. But yes, the Chinese method is a bit different than the Japanese. I adhere more to the Japanese. Americans like to be comfortable during this.
Of course. All right, David, I can't thank you enough. Many more questions. We're out of time, but want to have you back for sure. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, David.
All right.
Appreciate it.
There goes David Stober. And here we go with another edition of the program. Until next week, thank you so much for joining us this week. And join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Dr. Health Radio. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Till next week, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.